الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أن هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Previously, the discussion was about the battle of Uhud, the second battle in Islam. Then after that, Allah discussed various other aspects about Mashura and all the details of that. And also about this distribution of public funds and to look after public funds properly, and a person must not misuse it, misappropriate it in any way whatsoever. And those were really lessons for the Ummah. And then Allah explains the honorable and great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a great ni'mat that Allah ta'ala had sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the work that he had to do, which Allah interpreted with لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah had done a very special favor by sending Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to the Ummah, and the great work he did to take out the Ummah from darkness into light, from Jahannam into Jannat. Now Allah returns again to the battle of Uhud and explains. In this battle, when the Muslims initially had a great victory, but because of some misunderstanding, they misunderstood one command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they passed that 50 archers who were posted on to guard, 40 of them left it and thought the battle is over when the Muslims had won the battle. But then it turned into a complete disaster, and the enemy came from the back and attacked the Muslims, and then 70 of Sahaba were killed in one day, were martyred. So on that, the Sahaba, the question came to their mind that when we are fighting for the truth and we are even making jihad, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also with us, then how did this defeat come to us? How did this great loss come to us? On the other hand, the munafiqeen also had made an objection. They said that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the true Nabi of Allah ta'ala, then why did the Muslims suffer this great loss on that day, that 70 Sahaba became shaheed in one day? So Allah gives the answers to that, and here we have to take a great lesson. We also fall prey to this. We think that I am somebody pious, or that I am a Maulana, I am a Alim, I am a Hafiz, I am a Haji, I am a Tablighi, I am a Sufi. So if I do anything wrong, Allah won't take me to task. Allah hasn't got family ties with anyone. Whoever does wrong and it goes over the limit, Allah takes them to task in this very world. And Allah showed this when the Sahaba had made that little misunderstanding and they erred. Then Allah caused a great victory to change into a great defeat. And where the Sahaba had killed about 140 of the kuffar, then they had to suffer a loss of 70 of their companions and comrades. So we must never ever think that I can do what I want to and Allah will cover up for me. What we do, accordingly Allah treats us. So the answer to this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Kya jis waqt pahunchi tumko ek takleef, when that problem had come to you, that loss you had suffered of 70 sahaba becoming shaheed in one day, then remember qad asabtum mithlaiha, ke tum pahuncha chuke ho usse do chan. Then you had also attacked them in the battle of Badr and doubled the amount. 70 of them in the battle of Badr you had killed of the kuffar, and 70 you had taken as prisoners of war. So they killed 70 of yours, you had taken 140 of theirs. So why are you complaining now? Just because this little setback came, but don't you see that you also had the opportunity and you had got the better of them? You had taken 140 of them. They only have taken 70 of yours. And so why are you complaining now? And Allah, and you said, قُلْتُمْ أَنَّا هَذَا. You kehte ho, ye kahan se aayi? From where has this problem? Why did this problem come to us? We are pious people. We are righteous people. Why did the problem come to us? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. To kehte, ye takleef tumko pahunchi, tumhari hi taraf se. This problem has come to you from your own doing, from your own side. You misunderstood the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You left the guarding of that path, and from there it has come to you. And the other explanation of it is, in the battle of Badr, the 70 of the kuffar were taken as prisoners of war. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire was, and Allah's desire was also, that they must be all killed. But majority of the Sahaba gave their opinion that take ransom money and set them free. At that time already, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned them that you are setting free 70 of them, 70 of you will get martyred. And then it happened in the battle of Uhud, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So and this is also another very, very important point. This is called Itkhan, making the blood flow of the kuffar, which is a great feature in Islam. When Muslims do that, then the kuffar are afraid of us. But today they have set the whole environment that we also say Islam is a peace-loving nation. Muslims are peace-loving. And the reality what they made, we are peace-loving with the kuffar. We don't do anything against them. We say we don't fight. We are humble. We are meek. While we are fighting amongst ourselves. Like cats and dogs, we fly fighting amongst ourselves. And this is also a punishment that we are not fighting the kuffar. And so the punishment is we are fighting amongst ourselves. And the reality of the matter is they, the kuffar, at the moment in Palestine, how are they slaughtering, butchering the Muslims? They can't fight the army, they go and fight the civilians. People who are living in tents, little babies, they bomb them. And in that way, they want to put fear into us. Thus, by killing them, Allah says that, clearly as Allah says in one ayat, when you will kill them, then they will have your fear in their hearts. But today, we don't even want to take the word jihad. There is no question of fighting them. We are a peace-loving nation, we say. So, they have got no fear for us. And they know we can't do anything. Whereas Islam is such that amongst themselves, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. We are very soft and peace-loving amongst ourselves. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. And with regard to the kuffar, Muslims are very hard and strong against them. But we have turned the tables today. With the kuffar, we are soft and kind. And amongst ourselves, we are fighting. So this is also because of us turning away from our deen. So Allah says this problem had come to you yourself. You left that path and did not fulfill that command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he gave it to you. And you said that let us set free the 70 prisoners of war, of Badr, and let's take the ransom money. And in return this happened that 70 of the Sahaba then became shaheed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ بِيشَكَ اللَّهَ هَرْ چِيز پَرْ قَادِرْ هَيْ. To remember that Allah has got qudrat over everything. Don't think that you are some big maulana or some big sheikh or some big sufi or tablighi or haji and now so nothing will happen to you. You will do wrong as in the time of the Bani Israel, who at that time they were the chosen nation of Allah. But when they disobeyed Allah, Allah caused Baytul Muqaddis to be desecrated. And great, Allah gave them terrible punishments on whenever they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. So the easy, simple solution is we must obey Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is present in our country, all this election business or whatever, if we obey Allah, Allah will protect us. When we disobey Allah, Allah will put such rulers over us that will cause us great problems in every way. And if we are obedient to Allah, Allah will make the rulers to be kind and treat us well. So it is all the problem is also from us.
It's not from any outside person. The solution is also within us. We know the solution is not in somebody else's hands also. All it is, we must become sincerely obedient to Allah. And in that obedience, there must be sincerity. It mustn't be for name and fame and show and worldly gain. And neither, when we do obey Allah, must there be any pride in it. We must be humble in front of Allah. And when we do practice on deen, it mustn't be for dunya's sake, that we sell our deen for dunya. Today, unfortunately, by and large, that is our condition. We have little bit of deen, and by it we sell our deen for the benefit of dunya. In that case, Allah's help does not come. We must be sincere. We must make our islah properly and turn to Allah in sincerity. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Mm-hmm.